Good morning, and a Chodesh Tov, and a Freilichen Chanukah. Good morning. Shavuot Tov, Chodesh Tov, Freilichen Chanukah. Big daf here, second last daf here in Meseches Sota. And let's get started. Baruch Hashem, here we go. We have to move quickly today. We have big daf, and a lot of words to say, a lot of very, very big. Let's do this. Here we go. Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hever Hodias HaMaiser V'chulu. Yochanan Kohen Gadol. He stopped the practice of vidui meister, which was the thing that they said when they actually gave meister. They said over a certain recitation about the meister itself. Let's read about that. Right, we have a number of things that Yochanan Kohen Gadol did from the mission there, in terms of what happened at the downfall of the second bais of the bais sheni. My time. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Fish Inosin Oso. Because people stop giving the Maaser the way it should be given anyways. The Torah says that it should be given to Levim. Really, they were giving it to other people instead, and therefore he didn't want that to happen, so the recitation of the Maaser wasn't meant to be anyways. It wasn't the right thing to say, so he stopped the practice of reciting the Maaser wasn't being done in its proper way. Continues the Marbanan Kavinan Lakhanim. The Torah says to Liam, and they were giving it to the Kohanim. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Hevav explains that Ezra penalized the Levim because they did not join him in going towards the Bais Sheni, and therefore they began to give, right, that's from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and he began to allocate the Maaser Rishon to the Kohanim and not to the Levim itself. Rashi explains that they can see Ezra the commander of Kitiknan, but because then they weren't giving the Maaser properly, they weren't able to say the Vidui Maaser anymore, which said that they're giving the Maaser to the Levim. Veloidi Ashar Maaseres. So this is more. Wait, why did Yochanan Kohen Gadol stop doing the Vidui Maaseres on all the Maaseres? Shouldn't he have just done that on the Maaser Rishon, which was on like certain Maasers that weren't done in the right way? Why do it on only, why stop the recitation on all the Maasers? Amar Reish Lakish, kol bayish ein misfad al Maaser Rishon, shuvein misfad al shar Maasers. Says Reish Lakish, a general rule, that whoever does not recite the vidui Maaser, this recitation on the Maaser Rishon, does not do it on any Maasers. Why? My time. Amar bayah hol pasach ba'akos tchila. Because in the row of psukim that discusses these Maasers, it says Maaser Rishon first. So if Maaser Rishon will not have the vidui Maaser said, then it's not said for any of the subsequent Maasers. Michlal de afro shavi mifreshe. Okay, wait. So says Gemara. If one is giving Maaser to just not reciting the Maaser, this whole thing indicates that they were giving the Maaser itself, but they weren't actually reciting the Vidui Maaser. So let's understand this again. We said before that they weren't giving the Maaser, and they weren't reciting the Vidui Maaser, but now it seems to say that they were giving the Maaser, but they weren't reciting the Vidui Maaser. But Tani learned in a Brisa. This other Brisa, it's going to be a little bit off topic, but we'll swing it back in. But essentially, the Brisa is going to say, or it's going to seem to imply that they didn't recite or that they didn't give Maaser at all. Vatanya, afu bitel es havidui, like our Mishnah, right? Yochanan Kohen Gadol also was mevatel the vidui Maaser. The gozar al hadmai, but very importantly, he also was gozar al demai. What is demai? It's demai. What is this? We're not sure when an Am Aretz has produce. We're not sure if he gives trumas u'maaseres. So generally, we assume that rov Am Aretz do give Maaser, and therefore a person is able to rely on it. But many chaverim, many tamenicham, did not rely on it. They wanted to go the extra step and give anyways. So if one would buy from a chaver, he would ask them, did you give, did you not give on demai, what is this? Did you give on it or not? But Yochanan Kohen Gadol came along and says that all must give Maaser on produce that's gone from an Am Haaretz. So now if anybody gets Maaser, or anybody gets produce from a chaver, they would know that the chaver, of course, took it off, because then Yochanan Kohen Gadol's tikkun was to make sure that everybody takes it off. The Gemara assumes that the two points here are for the same reason, right? Just like Yochanan Kohen Gadol made a decree on demai because people weren't giving Maaser, so too there's a decree on the vidui Maaser itself because people weren't giving Maaser. So what do you mean people were giving Maaser? This seems to imply, through a little bit of a circuitous way, that people were not giving the Maaser. Because they send kind of messengers around the Jewish people, around Israel, and they saw that people were only giving Truma Gedola to the Kohen Bilvad. But from Ma'aser Rishon and from Ma'aser Sheni, Miksosan Masrin, we're about 8-9 lines down from Mem Ches Amud Aleph, Miksosan Masrin and Miksosan Ein Masrin. Some people were giving, some people were not giving. Amar Lam Siochan Kongaro said to them, B'nei, my children, Bov Omer Lechem, Kishem She Truma Gedola Yesh Ben Avon Misa. You think that you're doing Truma Gedola because it's just a stringent type of Truma? They all have that. Truma Gedola has Yesh Avon Misa, meaning there's a punishment of death. Kach Truma Meiser, Kach Truma Smeiser, V'tevel, Yesh Ben Avon Misa. There is a death penalty for all these. It's very stringent. Amad Vizkin Lem, V'chokech Peres Mamaris, Mafrish Meiser, Mein Meiser Rishon, U'Meiser Sheni. Therefore, he made a decree that if one purchases Peros from an Am Aretz, he must take off Meiser Rishon, U'Meiser Sheni. He was trying to buttress the general Meiser element, Meiser Rishon, Mafrish Meiser, and Trumas Meiser. What's Meiser Rishon? You take off Trumas Meiser. That's what the Levi would have allocated for the Kohen. The Nosan of the Kohen, that would be handed over to the Kohen. Meiser Sheni, all of Ochlo B'Yerushalayim. The Meiser Sheni, of course, would go towards Yerushalayim. Meiser Rishon, Meiser Ani. Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani, Hamotzi Mechaver, all of Raya. However, Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani, that would be Hamotzi Mechaver, all of Haraya. Because they would have to kind of prove that it's really, really theirs. And then first we'll discuss why these aren't the same as the others that we just discussed. But anyways, all this was the lead up to a question that we had. We said Yochanan Kohen Gadol was mevatel the vidui meiser because people weren't giving meiser correctly to the Levi, not to the Kohen. But here it seems again that he was mevatel because people weren't giving it at all. So wait, were people giving it or people not giving it? This whole bryah scene seemed to indicate people were not giving it, whereas the first line we had on Mem Zayin Amud Beis at the bottom says they were giving it to the Kohen, not to the Levi. Right? That was because of what Ezra did. That was the tikkun that Ezra made because the Levim did not join him to be Ole Yerushalayim from Babel. And she's Gemara, Tarti Tikin. You're right, there were two things. Bitel Vidoy de Chaverim. What did Yochanan Kohen Gadol do? He did a couple things. Number one, he was Mevatel the Vidoy for the Chaverim, the people who did the right thing, because they were not fulfilling what the Torah says, meaning it was to the Kohen and not to the Levi. The Gozer al Demai Shalame Aretz. Then he was Gozer on Demai Fam Aretz. I believe that's for the other thing, because they weren't giving properly. So there were two takanos that were put forth by Yochanan Kohen Gadol on two elements of the Meiser process. Vafu Bitel Esai Hamoirim. More things that were mevato in that stage there of the Bayashani. What did Yochanan Kohen Gadol also do? By the way, if I remember history correctly, Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the Kohen Gadol for what, 120 years? 120 years, right? No, 80 years. And Shimon HaTzadik was for... Anyways, there were two Kohen Gadol that served for a long, long time in the second Bayashani, and almost everybody else was for like a year. Right? The Gemara in Masechta Yoma has a calculation where it's like an unbelievable thing. But Yochanan Kohen Gadol also, if I'm not mistaken, at the end of his life, he became a
Christian.
A tzaduki. Which is unbelievable. Unbelievable. I remember a share from Rabbi Waxman. He speaks so harif. Remember Yochanan Kohen Gadol, like Mari Cohen, Cohen for 80 years. He came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The other kind of didn't make it. He was a righteous, holy person. How did he become a tzaduki at the end of his life? Big discussion there. Feel free to borrow the CD from me. A beautiful, beautiful share from Rabbi Waxman. Tremendous muster we can all take. So, my Hamorim, this is the same Yochanan Kohen Gadol, I believe. Afim Bitel Hamorim. He also was Mvatel the Wakers. What does that mean? My Moirim. Amar Rachva. Rachva says, Chol Yom V'Yom Shayom Dim Levim Al Yochanan V'Omer. And every day, the Levim used to stand on the Dochen, saying the Shir Shayom V'Omer. And what did they say? Apostle from Tilm. Ura. Lomay Tishan Hashem. Wake up! Why are you sleeping, Hashem? Literally. That's a pasuk from Tilm. Amarlen. So he said, whoa, do people, does Hashem sleep? Now look for Nemar. Hine lo yanum velo yishon shomer. Hine lo yanum velo yishon shomer yisrael. Hashem never sleeps. My kids asked, you know, like, Hashem at night, like, does he go to sleep at night? It's dark. No, Hashem never goes to sleep. He watches over us all night long. So how did the Levim say, or Lama Tishan Hashem, beautiful answer, El Bizman Shisol Shirin B'Tzar, when the Jewish people are in Tzar, Ode Chavim B'Nachas V'Shava, and the non-Jewish people are, or the Ode Kochavim, I should say, are B'Nachas V'Shava, L'Kach Nemar, Ura Lama Tishan Hashem. That's when we say Lama Tishan Hashem, because we're trying to wake up Hashem's Rachmanus on us. But what happened here, no, Yochanan Kohen Gadol said that this was a time of general peace and prosperity, and therefore people were wondering, if things are so good, then what do you mean Lama Tishan Hashem? Hashem's not sleeping, Hashem's around. If we're saying Lama Tishan Hashem, maybe we mean that Hashem's sleeping. So to prevent people from tripping up, he was misakin. Now we no longer say Lama Tishan Hashem. Ves hanokvim, my nokvim, I'm reviewed Amar Shmuel, show you misartin, l'egel bein karnov. They used to scratch the calf between its horns, which wasn't a mum, k'dei sheyipol dam be'enav, so the blood would trickle down into the eyes of the animal. It would be out of sorts. It would fall down on the floor, and that's where the shechita could take place. Os iu batil. But then he came along and made that mevatil mishum demechsi kimuma, because it looked like there was a mum in the animal. There was blood trickling down into its eyes. It would look like there's a mum in the animal, and people would say, oh, you can shechta an animal that has a mum. So he didn't want to trip people up. And therefore, he was mevatil's practice. Also, abimakos, we learned in Abraisa, that they actually used to hit it with sticks that would go down on the floor, that's what they would do before Avodos Chuchavim. And therefore, well, he didn't want that to happen. And he would say, until how much longer are you going to feed Nevelos from this Beach? Says Gemara, Nevelos? Are these Nevelos? They were shechted correctly. Why Nevelos? Hashachalu, they're shechted. What do you mean Nevelos from this Beach? And the trefos shemanikev krum shel moach. No, really it's trefos. Lest there perhaps be a krum in the moach, some sort of hole that's resulted from these beatings to the moach, to the brain of the animal. And if that happens, then it would be a trefa, not an avela, but a trefa. And therefore, it's really not a trefa, because generally this doesn't happen, but because it could happen, means we abolish the practice. I'm going to piskan len tabos bekarka. So what did he do? He made tabos bekarka, little rings in the base of Mekdash. And if I remember correctly, in the big picture by the Temple Institute, a famous picture of the Zara, kind of like the general area that has Mizbeach, and you look out at the Kodesh HaKadoshim by Shani Beautiful, you'll see these beautiful rings in the floor, not too far from the Mizbeach, and that's seemingly instituted by Yochanan Kohen Gadol, so that the animals could be, in a dignified way, put through those rings, they could be shechted correctly, and no devious methods to have blood trickle down or beatings. It's significantly more animal-friendly. I believe that animal rights activists would be much happier with this practice. Ad yomav haya patish makim Yerushalayim. Until those days, there was a patish that was knocked in Yerushalayim. Again, from the Mishnah. What does that mean? There was hammers going in Yerushalayim. What's this referring to? The Cholo Shel Moed. Oh, when was this referring to? The Cholo Shel Moed. And again, he abolished this practice, because even if one has to work on Chol HaMoed for the general following all the allowances that are brought down in Halacha, even if that has to be, it's a Derech Avid, etc., nevertheless, it shouldn't be done in public like this. There shouldn't be hammers hearing hammers being in Yerushalayim. And therefore, he abolished the practice on Cholomoid. All his days, nobody would have to ask on Demai. Kedarman, as we started our Gemara before, it was the Takana. We are Mafresh. Anyways, from the Amei Arts. Says the Mishnah, continuing with the Mishnah, Memches Amud Aleph, in the wide lines. Mishabala Sanhedrin, from the times when the Sanhedrin no longer existed. There's a machlokas, or there's a discussion exactly when this took place, because they, you know, but around the time towards the end of Bayi Sheni. Batal Hashir, Mibesu Mishdos, big Gemara, a lot of raid here. Then the Shir, the music, no longer could be heard in the Beis HaMishdos in the party house. Shnemar B'Shir L'Yishtiyayin V'Chulu. Mishe Mesu Nevi'im HaRishonim. Let's discuss that soon. Mishe Mesu Nevi'im HaRishonim. From when the Nevi'im Rishonim passed away. We'll have that discussion in the Gemara who these are. Balu Urmatumim, the Urmatumim no longer functions as a form of Nevuah, or as a form of Ruach Kodesh. We'll see that soon. Mishchar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Batel HaShamir. Oh, the Shamir, that little worm that helped Shlomo HaMelech build the Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara is going to discuss, it was given to him by the king of the demons, the king of the Shadim. So that no longer exists too. The no face Tzufim, the Gemara is going to explain what that means. Upaskum Anshei Amana, Meisrael. No longer did the Anshei Amana, people of faith, existed in Klal Yisrael. Beautiful Rashi here. Take a look at the Rashi, Anshei Amana. Last Rashi on the Mishnah, second column, first a few lines down from the skinny lines there. Anche amana botrim bakadosh baruch hu. Just so simple, so beautiful. V'som chen alav lasos tov. Ein dogen lechisaron. Just like an unbelievable, beautiful, beautiful Rashi. Unbelievable. Tov. Shenemar hoshi Hashem ki gamar chasid v'chulu. And the pasuk continues. And we see that the Anshe Amana no longer existed from that time. Rash Bagomer, Hayhed Rav Yeshua testified. Yom Shchar Beis Hamikdash Ein Yom Shein Bo Klal. There's no day without a klal. V'yori Lo Yira Tal Livracha. And the tal, the dew, does not fall for blessing. As we know, rain dew can fall, but it's not in the optimal time or way in which it would be the maximal blessing. The Nitel Tam Haperos, and no longer do we have the true Tam Haperos in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yossi Omer Af Nitel Shuman Haperos. Also, no longer do we have the fat, meaning the richness of the peros. Very important theme here is that as the ruchnius is decreasing, the gashmius is also decreasing. There has to be a balance in the world. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, hatahara, not la es hareach. There used to be people that did extra tara process when they dealt with peros. So too, Hashem purified the fruit that they no longer had a bad reach. But when these people no longer dealt with the fruit with that extra sense of tara, Hashem would not protect the fruit as he did beforehand. Hamaisros, not Lewis Schumann Hadagan. The people who did not give Meiser correctly, no longer was this Schumann Hadagan a sense of like fattiness for the grain, meaning, again, the balance, that when things were being done correctly, things materialistically took on a better form. The Chamomer has Nus Vakshafim Kiluas Akol. When Znus and Kshafim, I guess, became more abundant, Kiluas Akol, everything above seemed to be caused by this. Says the Gemara, Umimai Dimishabatla Sanhedrin Sif. Where do we know that music at a feast should no longer exist once the Sanhedrin ceased to exist in its in the form that we know it? Where do we know that from? Amar Huna Brejo of Yeshua, de Amar Kra, as the Pasuk says in Eicha, Zekanim Yishar Shavosu, from the times when the Zekanim of the Shar Shavosu are gone, and the Zekanim Yishar is a reference to Sanhedrin, Bachur Min Ginoson, the music is gone as well. Amar Rav, Udno de Shama Zimra, an ear that hears music, Teoker should be uprooted, should be destroyed. Ear should be used for Torah. And by the way, I saw the word Zimra here, right? So I was thinking, is this the discussion we had about Zemer and Shir? Look back in the Mishnah, Batel Hashir mi Beis HaMishdos. So it can't be, you know, I don't think we can be too medayik here between Zemer and Shir. Maybe we can, but the Mishnah said Shir, and here it says Zemer. Interesting. Amarava Zimra Bebesa Chorba Besifa. That when there's music in a house, Chorva Besifa, then destruction is at its threshold. Shemar Kol Yeshurin Bechalon, right? When Kol Yeshurer Bechalon, when they're singing in the chalon, in the window, Chor Basof, then there's destruction at the threshold. Ki Orza Eira, because there's cedar in the city. Mai Ki Orza Eira, Amar Yeslok, V'chi Bayis Hamsovach, Ba'arazim, Irhu, a bias. A bias, Hamsovach Ba'arazim, that has some sort of cedar. Irhu, it's is that a city? Elafilu bias hamasuv ba'arazim misroa. Even a bias, meaning that's built in a very strong way, misroa will be destroyed if there is zemer inside of it. Powerful words. Amar Rav Ashi shemamina ki maskel b'chorva b'seifa maskel. That what do we see from this? Then when destruction happens, it starts with the entrance, the threshold of the home. Shenemar chor b'seif vi b'seif mehacha ushiya. Yukos Shar, a different pasuk, which is referring to one angle in Rashi, that Shi'iyah is the name of a shade, and it knocks down the threshold of a house. Let's just do one more line and talk about it. Amar Mar Baravashi, Lididi Chazili. This seems to me, meaning this demon called Shi'iyah, Umenagach Ki Tura, that it gores like an ox. Amar Rav Huna, sometimes music is allowed. Zimra Denagdi, the songs of these boat haulers, the divkari, and these plowers, shari, is allowed. So it's not all bad here about music, right? There are times when it is allowed, even without having a mishteh, or even having a suras mitzvah. There's times, you know, when people need it for their work, digardoi asir. But digardoi, for some of the weavers, Usser, it is Usser. So, huge, huge discussion, this being one of the main sources about music being loud, not being loud. Just to quote a source here, feel free to take a look inside. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Samach Vav, and there in the last paragraph. This Gemara is a source, and Maseches in the Gittin, Dav Zayin, Bezrat Hashem coming up in about a week or so, is also a big source for music. In general, we have to recognize that the general source for not having music is a sense of having real simcha today with the destruction of the Bayis Sheni. And Rav Moshe seems to say that music is allowed if it's not constantly played. The reason why the weaver is not allowed to play the music, but the other professions are, is because it's a constant. It's more of a sense of schok. But the other people, it was just like helping them work, and as Rashi explains, it helps them work in unison. As he says, "Umaveris yitzro keish." Right. Digardoi eno eloschok, says Gemara here. But Vidavkri, he seems to say, right, Shemizamrin Bishosha Horshin, Veno El Lechavin es Hashvarm. It's to make sure that the oxen are going in the right way. Letalman, Shahokan Lakola Shir, De Ariv Alam. So it's to have a sense of working in unison there. But we would have no idea from our Jewish music industry that there's even Gemaras like this that seem to not allow or seem to really speak very negatively about music itself. But we should recognize that there is a big discussion, halachically, when, how, if. Concerts and that whole discussion, we seem to be certainly very makel in our times. Our minhag, but one should be able to look up the sources and speak to their local rav about the level of music that they do here. Local Orthodox rabbi. Rav Huna Batel Zimra. Rav Huna was, this is just huge. I have huge notes here on the side. I'm just trying to limit it because we have to wrap up the share in 15 minutes. But anyways, a big discussion. Rav Huna Batel Zimra, Rav Huna was Mevatel Zemer. Kam Mea Avze Bezuza. And so great was that. Hashem, you know, rewarded them so much that the prices went down everywhere. You're able to get 100 geese for a zuz. Zumea Sea Sa'a Chiti Bezuza. And like 100 Sa'a of wheat for a zuz. Veloi boy, but there were no buyers. Meaning, like, people were just became so affluent in those times. Also, Rav Chista Zilzel Bay. Right, Rav Chista came and was mezalzel. He wasn't machmer on the sinking. Iboy avza bezuzah, and therefore, at that point, you can only get like a geese for a zuz, meaning the price is shot back up. Lo mishtachach. Even if somebody wanted to buy it for such a high price, some sort of geese, some sort of meat, you still couldn't find that. There's still no sellers for that. It means that Hashem sort of blessed the crops and blessed the economy based on the way they were. On the way they dealt with the music itself. Amar Rav Yosef, Zimri Gavri, V'ani Nashi. If men sing and women are the ones that are responding, so to say, in the background or responding to it, Pritzusa, it's total Pritzos. Zimri Nashi, however, even worse, is that if women sing V'ani Gavri and the men are responding in the background, Ke'esh Bin Ores. That's like burning fire and flax. As Rashi says, a few lines down from the Rashi, Ke'esh Bin Ores. Umavirs Yitzro, it flames the Yitzer, Ke'esh Ben Ores, Aval Zimri Gavri, V'anyan Inchi, right, in a case where the women are singing, so that's really like, that's like pure Kolish Erva. But in a case where the men are singing, the women are responding, as Rashi says, Ksas Pritzos Yesh, there's still a little bit of Pritzos to Kol B'Yish Erva. It's not full because, like, you're focused on the men, Aval Inum Mavir Yitzro Kol Kach She'in Mehamizamrin Meitin Osnam L'Kol Ha'onim. It's not as much because it's more background type, it's not the full type of music itself, but still, it has, it's still Kol Isha Erva. L'mayinaf, you know, so what's the difference? If they're both wrong, why say one's wrong? Well, you know, just say that they're both wrong. L'batuli ha-mikamiha. Because what happens if somebody's got a board of directors and in their practice, in their shul, in their community, both are taking place? One should know which one is worse, and they should abolish that practice. Choose their fights. Amar
B'yochanan Kol. This happens right after Rav Huna. So Dafka Rav Huna was the one who was Mevatel Shira.
Right.
And he was the only one that led a little bit.
Right.
So also over here, like, the Gemara is like, it's like a compromise. Like, which one's worse? It's like a funny thing.
Interesting. So once you're going to allow it,
should allow a little bit. It's like Rav Shita's Rav Huna is to allow things a little bit. It's funny.
Very interesting. Amar B'yochanan Kol Chosav Arba Mina Zemer. Whoever drinks when there are four types of instruments playing around them, maybe chamesh pranis l'olam, they bring five pranis l'olam. interesting how it's four types of instruments and five pranios. Shenemar, as you say in Yeshayu, Hoy mashkime baboker, shechor yerdofu. Those wake up in the morning and run after beer, machre v'neshef yayin yadli kem. And at night, they just go towards their wine. Via kinor, v'navol, toch, v'chalil, four types of instruments, v'yayin, mishdeim, v'espol Hashem, lo yabitu, and they're not looking at the greatness of Hashem. Maxi v'acharev, and what's written after that? In Yeshaya, l'chein gola, ami, mibli das, shegorman golos olam. Uchvodo, mesei rav, shemivin rav l'olam. V'hamon otzach atzamei, right? All these types of piranios that are brought into the world for this types of practice. Shegorman l'tor, shemishtachach melamdeah. That Torah is going to be forgotten from those who learn it. V'yisa achadam, yishpolish, shegorman shiflos, sonishel ha-kadosh baruch hu. V'yisach adam, yashpilish, shegorman shiflos, sonishel ha-kadosh baruch hu. Again, when we say the word sonishel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's usually a euphemism for the Talmidei Chachamim. So they cause some sort of lowering of the Talmidei Chachamim. Vein ish el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're talking about Hashem himself. Shema Hashem ish melchama. As we say in Oz Yashua, Hashem ish melchama. Ve'enei gvom tashbeleno. The eyes of the arrogant are lowered. Shegorman shiflo shel Yisrael. It lowers Yisrael down. And it's status. Maksiv achrev. And what's written afterwards? Lachem hirchiva. Turning over. Hirchiva sh'old nafsha. V'parapia livlichek. V'yord hador hamona. V'sh'ona v'ola ba. As Rashi explains right up on top. Lachar shiviu chamesh pranios. Halalu l'olam. Sofa noflin begehenem. That these people. What do they do again? With four instruments while drinking wine. Right? Again, this Gemara, we have to really understand this halachically, not for right now, but just tremendous things to think about in terms of the actions that we do and the ramifications that it can have on us and the world around us. They caused all these five terrible things to happen to the world, and then afterwards, as Rashi says, it wasn't even a kapara. They're still going to Gehenna. Whoa. Mishamesu Nevi'im HaRishonim. And as we said earlier, from when the Nevi'im HaRishonim passed away in the Mishnah, who are these Nevi'im HaRishonim? The Urim Tumah was Mevatel afterwards. So, who are these people? Manavim Rishonim Amar Funa is that David Shmuel Shlomo. David Shmuel Shlomo. Rav Nachman Amar Bimei David Zimnin Solik VeZimnin Lo Solik. In the times of David HaMelech, sometimes the Urim V'Tumim worked, sometimes it did not work. You know, there's a famous discussion about the Urim V'Tumim, the Choshen of the Kohen Gadol, right? The famous story about Chana. It said it had the Chaf Shin Reishin Hey. Right, who was Eli, right? Eli thought that it said Shikora, really it's Ksheira, or Kisara, that she was. And anyway, so certain words would light up, then they would have some sort of Ruach Kodesh to understand what those words meant. But it would sometimes work in the time of David, and sometimes not. Shari Shol Tzadok V'Alshalom, because Tzadok, there was a question about Avshalom, and when Tzadok asked, it worked. Ev Yasser Lo Alshalom, but Ev Yasser, in the same story, asked, and it did not work. Shnemar Vayal Ev Yasser, Ev Yasser lost his post as Kohen Gadol, because the Urim V'Tumim did not work for him. Then Tzadok asked, and it worked. Mesev Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Rabbi Bar Shmuel asks a question. How can you say the Urim V'Tumim worked until the times of Shlomo HaMelech, Vahi Ledrosh Elokim? Right? We said that it worked until the times of, again, David Ushmuel Ushlam. We're going to have a number of lines here to bring out a question that explains that it didn't work in the times of we said that it worked until the times of Shlomo. It seems that it worked much longer than that. So, Vahid Ledrosh Elokim Kol Yemei Zechariah, that they came to ask of Hashem Kol Yemei Zechariah, Hameven Baros Elokim, which is 150 years after Shlomo HaMelech. My Lab Urim V'Tumim. So, when it says Ledrosh Elokim, is that referring to the Urim V'Tumim? This is 150 years after Shlomo HaMelech. So, why do we say that the Urim V'Tumim stopped? Only 150. By the time of Shlomo HaMelech, it seems to work much longer. Lo b'Nevi'im. No. When we say Ledrosh Elokim, this isn't referring to the Urim V'Tumim, it's referring to the Nevi'im, and therefore this pasuk in Shmuel Beis could make sense. Toshima, again, a proof that the Urim V'Tumim was functioning afterwards. Mishachar Beis Mikdash Harishon, from when the first Beis Mikdash was destroyed, Ba'alu Ore Migrash, the open space cities of Levi'im was nullified. We had this discussion. Was it 2,000 Amos? Was it 1,000 Amos? In the Gemara, we had that discussion. Upasku Urim V'Tumim, the Urim V'Tumim stopped. Upasak Melech Mibeis David, no longer was there a king from the house of David HaMelech, Vimlach Soch Adam Lomar. And if a person would start to whisper and say, Vayomar HaTir Shosa Lohem, then Nehemiah would say to them, again, Tir Shosa is Nehemiah. Anybody know why his name was also Tir Shosa? HaTir Shosa? Fascinating. So the Yerushalmi brings down that Nehemiah was the wine steward of Darius II, and as a wine steward, he always had to drink Darius's wine to prove that there wasn't poison in the wine, as classic wine stewards had to do back then. So he was, the Rabban actually allowed him to drink from this wine, even though he can't drink from the yain of a non of a Ovid Kochavim. But so therefore, because he was allowed to drink, his name was called Hitir Shasa. He was allowed to drink Hitir Shasa. Anyways, another name for Nehemiah brought down in the Yerushalmi. So Vayomer Hitir Shasa. He would say to the Kohanim who came up from Bavel and had a question about their yichus, asher lo yachlu mikodesh hakodshim, that they weren't able to eat from the kodesh hakodshim at amod hakoin l'urim v'tumim, meaning until they stood in front of the urim v'tumim, they couldn't actually stand, they couldn't actually eat from kodshim, because only the urim v'tumim can tell them whether or not they were real Kohanim. So again, so what do we see from here? Until the second base on Mikdosh, urim v'tumim was there. Whoa! Amar lo. No, maybe not. Ka'adam shemar lachavero. It's like a person has his friend. Not Shiach Yumesim. We have Mashiach and David. It's like, oh no! Until Mashiach comes, let's do this. But it's not that Mashiach's already here. It's not that it exists. So it's kind of waiting for Mashiach to come. So he was hoping that maybe in the second base of Mikdash, maybe Mashiach would be there. There would be an urim v'tumim. But it wasn't the way that things were then. But not until Mashiach. Okay, so, but what do we see? We still see that it lasted at least until the end of the Bais Rishon, and Shlomo HaMelech died 374 years before the end of the Bais Rishon. So even though it didn't last until the Bais Sheni, we still know that at least it lasts until the end of the Bais Rishon. And therefore, again, back to the question we had a number of lines ago. How did we say that Nevi'im Rishonim, which our Mishnah said, the Urim V'Tumim stopped by Nevi'im Rishonim, which was, as the Gemara explained, David Shmuel Shlomo, it seemed to have stopped 374 years before Shlomo Melech passed away. Answers the Gemara.
After
he passed away. Thank you. Answers the Gemara. El Amar Nachman Reitzolik Man Nevi'im Rishonim. Who are these Nevi'im Rishonim? Lathuke Michaga Yischariah Umalachi Dachronim. It's not specifically that it was right after them or around their time, but it's coming to exclude Zechariah Umalachi, who are Michag Yischariah Umalachi, who were around from the times of Bayis Sheni, I think early Bayis Sheni, and therefore it's coming to show these people that around in Bayis Rishon to show that it lasted for Bayis Rishon. The Tanur Rabbanon Mishemitzu Chag Yischariah Umalachi Nestalka Ruach Hakodesh Mistral. Then the who were these Achronim that we're talking about, as Rashi explains. So. Rashi adds in the word achronim. So mishameshu chaga is chari umalachi achronim. Nistak ruach kodesh mistral. Vafal pikein hoyi mishtamshin bebaskol. Nevertheless, they use baskol. Baskol, as Gemara, as the Tosus and Sanhedrin Daf Yod Aleph explains, baskol is an echo. Is an echo because it's a little bit lower than a call of nevuah. That's why it's called a baskol, because a call, a man's call is generally louder than a woman's call, and therefore it's called a baskol, which has a little bit of a lower voice, kind of like an echo or just a lighter sound. One time they were in the attic of Beis Guria in Yericho. Nasna lein baskol min shemaim. They hear a baskol from shemaim. V'amra yishpachem odom echad shiroi shetir shashkin olav. There's one person there who the shekhinah is able to rest on him. El she'ein dor roi lekach. But still, the generation is not fit for it. Who was it? Nasna neim b'hil zaken. They recognize that hil zaken. That's the person that the shekhinah is able to rest upon. Uch shemes hifsi duhu. And when hil zaken passed away, they eulogize about him. Hai chosid hai onav. This is a chosid, it's an onav. Talmido shel Ezra, and he's of the Talmud of Ezra, right? From the heritage of Ezra. Fashum pa macheres hoi mesud ma'aliyah. B'yavne? Another time, they're sitting in the attic of Yavne. A lot of things happened in these attics. Naslan baskol min shemayim. A baskol echoed out from heaven. V'amalhen. Yesh pechem adam echad shiroi shetish shechina lov. There's one person here who the shechina is allowed to rest on him. El she'en dor is zakoin lekach, but really the door is not exactly fit for it. And they looked at Shmuel HaKatan. Really, they knew that everybody agreed that it was Shmuel HaKatan. That's what this baskel was referring to. Lots and lots here. Let's move on. And when he died, they eulogized about him. Hai onav, hai chosid, talmido shel Hillel. Af hu amar b'shas misoso. And Shmuel HaKatan said, like right before he passed away, some form of nevuah. Shimon v'Yishmol lecharava. That Shimon and Yishmol were passed away by the sword. V'chavrohi lektola. Others will die. All kinds of deaths. Rashi explains very, 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 very sad. V'shar ama lebiza. And other people will just be looted, destroyed. Their money will be taken. V'akon skin asidin lemiso al ama. There will be terrible tragedies that are about to befall the Jewish people. Right, this is referring to the Asar Huigim Malchus and others. V'af al Reb Yehuda ben Bava bikshu lomar hachas hayonav. They want to speak about Yehuda ben Bava. Right, say a similar type of eulogy. Hachas hayonav elosh nitra fasha shein mafsidin al Huigim Malchus. But really, he wasn't able to because they weren't able to eulogize him because of the fear of the Malchus. Then, as Rashi explains, That they didn't want to upset them by saying some sort of nice eulogy, and therefore they didn't, but to recognize his greatness. Mishchar Beis Mikdash, let's do a few more lines here. Mishchar Beis Mikdash Batal HaShamer, when the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, so the Shamer was no longer. Tarnabon Shamer, Shebo Bon Shlomo Es Beis Mikdash. This is talking about the Shamer, that Shlomo Mel helped with the Beis Mikdash. Shenemar, Vabais Behibono So, Evan Shlomo Masa Nivne. Right? There were no iron that was used, no iron tools in the Beis Mikdash. It was helped. The Shamer helped build the Beis Hamikdash. Hadvarim kichsavan de Rehuda. Rehuda says, you're right. That's exactly as it's written. The Shamer helped. There were no iron tools. Amar lo Reb Nechemya. So Reb Nechemya responds, Chefshar lo Markein. Can you really say that? But look for our Nemar. Don't we say elsewhere? In Melachim, kol Ela vanim yikaros, all these precious stones, v'chulu migoros b'migra. Right? They were filed smooth. Filed smooth, isn't that with iron tools? And Kate Matam Lomar, Lo Nishma Bebes Bivanoso. So what do you mean? We won't hear any iron tools. Are there iron tools that are being used to help smooth these wood on the stones or not? Shay Mesakin Mibachot. No, really they were Mesakin the stones outside. Umachis Mibafnim, but according to Reb Nechemya, they were Mesakin it with iron tools outside and they brought the iron tools inside. Amar Rabbi, Nirin Dei Reb Yehuda, Avnei Mikdash. What does it seem to be? That by the Avnei Mikdash, it was Reb Yehuda, meaning it was the Shamir that helped build it. The Divrei Reb Nechemya, Avnei Beso. But it's Reb Nechemya, in terms of Shlomo's palace, they were Mesakin Mibachutz and they built it from inside without the iron tools. Reb Nechemya, Shamir Lamayasa. So according to Reb Nechemya, what was the Shamir used for? Right? We know there was a Shamir, but if it was only from. Who is it used for? Miboyle lechatanya. Avanam halalu. These stones, these 12 stones, are the Choshen, as Rashi says. In Kosen Oso Bidyo, they were not written with ink. The Shvatim, they were not written with ink. Mishem Shnemer, Pesuchei Chosam, they were engraved. In Mesartin Alam, Bemezal, the Izemel, and they were etched, and they weren't etched with Izemel, with a cutting tool, Mishem Shnemer, Bemiluosam, because it was full. Elokosev Lem, Bidyo, they were written with Ingu Marlem Shamer, Mibachot. Then we showed it to the Shamer outside, they Nivkos Meilin, and then it was kind of engraved on their own in full from the inside. Kitainozu, like the sort of thing, Shin of Kaspi, Mosachama, it was split in the summer months of Ena Chaser Klum. Uvikibikozu, and this sort of valley, Shin of Kaspi, Mosach Shamim, it would be, the cracks in the soil would form in the winter for the water. In the and it contains itself like the stones. Two or three more lines. Tan Rabbanan. Shamir Zeb Briyasu Kisora. This Shamir, its size was like a barley, like a kernel of barley. Umishik Zmei Bracious Nivra. And it was around from the 6 days of creation. It was so strong. It was like, it was so powerful. It was small but powerful. So how would they guard this powerful, tiny thing? They would wrap it in like sponges of wool. And they would put it in some sort of tube of lead. And brands of barley. Amr Rebbe Ami, Mishchar Mikdash Rishon. From times when the basement was destroyed. Shira Pardina. The silk, some sort of like silk, from Parnada was no longer around. Uzchuchis Levana and this white glass. Hanem Yochi, Mishchar of Mikdash Rishon, from times when Mikdash Rishon was destroyed. Betel Shir Parnada, Uzchuchis Levana, also Verechev Barzel, some sort of iron chariot. Vieshom Afiyain, Krush Habam Sneer, some sort of congealed wine from Sneer. Hadomaki Igule Tvela, which was like a round case of pressed figs. As we know again, when the Ruchnius was going down, the Gashmius was going down too, and Baruch Hashem is privileged to learn here together and try to pick that Ruchnius level back up, which I'll contain. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we will try to finish Mesechas Sotah.